think that that, it makes a lot of good sense.
But please document time of phone call and write down that they changed it, otherwise they could come back and get you for that first request.
I usually just print out the email file of it, send it on to Melanie, the treasurer, because she has surplus report.
I was, and I think that's a great suggestion, Don, is it's important to document that in some way, that way someone doesn't say, well, we asked you for it and you didn't ever respond to us.
We had it happen, so that's why I know somebody.
So do you see a problem with subscriptions for the professional people that want to use ours?
I think that's a subject for a different day, so I think that subscription issue is separate from the run-of-the-mill, day-to-day PSR discussion. I'm happy to have that conversation.
But I think it would cut down on PSRs that we need.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk to you about it, but I don't think that that's part of this conversation.
I think the bottom line is we're all here to serve the people. That's the reason that the elected officials ran for office, and that's the reason employees and everything, the computers, the software in it, is paid by the people's funds. So if we can serve the people in the safest, quickest way, that's what I would do.
Well, to play devil's advocate, I agree with everything you just said, but there also has to be a formal process simply because of lawsuits and everything else involved, to where we have to make sure that the data requested is requested in the proper way and through the right people, which would be the custodian of record, which would be the clerk, and that way everybody's on the same page and there isn't a bunch of who got what from where. And I'm talking about two different issues here.
Yeah, you are, because the difference is...
And I just want to make sure that that's noted.
I'm sorry.
Well, I just want to make sure that that's noted as well.
Yeah. The difference is if they're asking for multiple... To do research, any research that ever has to be done, go through the proper channels and everything. But on a daily basis, if they're asking for documents that are accessible to us easily and
not legal of nature. And even then, those are still accessible, but they just need to go through the proper process. But yeah, somebody calling up asking, hey, did I pay my taxes this year, or what do I owe? That's a simple phone call to the collector. Or they can come in. That information can be handled very easily.
And to bounce off that, I mean, it's a fair point. There's obviously a whole bunch of records that potentially have closed information in them, and so you don't, again, it's this balancing between providing information that is simple, easily, readily available, versus making sure that each office holder and the county clerk as the custodian of records also doesn't release documents that have closed information. I mean, a good example that is very common is personnel information about individual employees. That's not appropriate. All you can give is name, rate of pay, length of service. That's pretty much it. And so you don't want to get into a situation of going, oh, well, this is a really easy request. We can just give this to them without thinking, is there a closed element of this that we need to work through and understand and evaluate? And so you kind of have to balance that common sense with the legal reality that sometimes there's records that are not open to the public under the Sunshine Law. And so we have to be able to balance those two competing interests.
I have a quick question for the assessor. Is the request you're getting from the realtors, is it simple and easily available?
Usually, yeah. They just want property cards.
What information is on a property card?
Pardon?
What information is on a property card? Is that different than what's on Beacon?
Sketches on them. That's what's different from what's on the, what they can get off the website. We actually put the sketches of the property on there.
And a sketch is just an outside diagram of the dimensions of the property. So I'm assuming they're...
Everything except that is available on Beacon, right?
Right.
I mean, the assessed value, the breakdown between ag, res, and com, I mean, that's all there.
But as Andy said, it's just pushing a button, right? And you can take care of it in a few seconds. Take longer than that to send it over to us and us fill out the document and then go back and get it.
But if they're asking for 20 of them.
If they're asking for 20 of them, that's different. That's taken up a lot of time.
Well, and you also have to be specific about what your response is, then, too. It's just one. I mean, it is, like, if you know the parcel in question with an ID number, there's no debate about it. But if you say, well, I want all of these properties surrounding this property, then you come into, are we fully responding to the request? And I think that in those situations, it is important to try and get a formal request in from them, because you need to make sure you check, you provide them everything that they've asked for, not just some of what they've asked.
So when they do that, are they asking for parcels around, or are they asking for just different parcels throughout? I'm assuming they're asking for the parcels that they're specifically either wanting to list or sell.
I think what we're getting is people that are realizing that our area is a nice place to live, so they go, and there's not a lot of stuff for sale anymore, so now they want to find everything along the lakefront, or they'll find one parcel, and then they're like, well, what's around it? What's their name? That's what they're wanting.
They can go to the website. If you're talking about realtors, they're very familiar with the website. They can just get that off the website.
You can go to Google Maps and drive around.
Yeah.
I can tell you this. I haven't been there that long. I've probably done over 100 requests by phone for PRCs, and there's never been anyone ever ask for over one. Yeah. Usually it's just the specific property they're working on that is what they want.
Are they asking for the sketches in all those situations?
They've never asked me for sketches in particular. I don't know if that's what they really want or not, but they'll just call in one PRC. So
and PRC stands for?
Property Report Card.
The Property Report Card. Okay.
Yeah. And that breaks down everything that your attorney was saying a while ago, residential, commercial, they built blah, 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 everything that you could possibly want about that property or that house.
Yeah, the more complicated ones are
the ones that come to my email. Well, specific to that, Mr. Elliott, do you have anything?
Nothing other than what I've
already said.
I mean, I'm happy to have a conversation with any.
Well, so what did you say? You said Lawrence County charged $3 for what?
They charged $3 flat
for a property card. Mm-hmm. And we charged $4 flat for a CD. And you've already, for election data. Because you know that's what it takes to go get the. Now, let me ask you this, and I don't mean to open a can of worms. If I am, Travis, give me the evil eye. Thank you. Was that practice or was that?
Nope, that was real.
Never mind, I'm no longer allowed to talk. If you already have the data, you still charge $4 per CD every election year. So if I'm up for re-election or up for election or whatever, and I come to you and ask for the CD of the voting, you know, the people that voted in whatever elections, you've already got the CDs made. You've already
No.
You've already got the data.
Yes, but we don't have the CDs made. That would be a waste.
But my point is, you've already got the data. It still doesn't take the $4 worth of, because at that point, you're just hitting burn CD, correct?
It's not quite that easy. You no. Go and locate it, make sure you've got the right stuff. And then
so you give, if...
If you're wanting, we'll just use you and...
you, Sheila, and I both.
As examples, you're wanting data for... Eastern District or Western District. She's wanting data for Eastern District. There's no sense in giving you data for what's on her side.
But we're the only two that do that. So let's say it's for the clerk's office and the collector's office and the sheriff's office. You give those three the same CD.
Yes.
The data's already, I'm assuming, tell me if I'm wrong, the data's already there. You just got to put the blank CD in and hit burn.
We have to run the report to have that put in the
report's already ran, is it not? Or do you rerun the report every time?
You rerun the report every time.
The reason I'm asking is...
Because we have people that register daily.
Okay, so you have new people that register.
And you may want different things on your CD. You may want it in a different order. And when you fill that out, you tell them. You may be wanting...
We cannot sort it in any way.
Yeah, they don't sort it.
We put it into... The best we can do is put it into an Excel format. And you can sort it in the way you want.
And we have to convert it from whatever I don't know what it's called, but it's in.
It's just a text.
It's a text, right. So we have to convert that into Excel and download it.
The reason I asked that was, is could we not do the same? Is that something that we need to look at for the assessor's office? Now I am getting the evil eye. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out a way.
It's a separate discussion.
It's a separate
situation.
And there's reasons
okay.
why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I ask a question? As far as the maps that were made, you guys used to collect the money from the map and turn it into my office. So, from my understanding right, you're not doing that anymore? So, if you make a map, you're going to have them go to Donna's office, and then she will
turn it into. They don't make maps at all.
Yeah. We don't have the big map, the maps, but you'll go back to them, they'll make the map, give it to you, they'll come pay your office.
They'll send the person over to us, we'll send the information down to the GIS in the IS department, they will make the map down there and bring us the map, and we will give the people a call, say, hey, the map's ready for pickup.
We have so in the past, it's always went to the assessor's fund. So I'm assuming now, since the IT's making it, I would put it in GCR.
Well, we code it that way.
When I do my deposits.
You'll code it to IT.
We code it to IT, yeah.
Because they pay you guys now for mapping.
Because everyone's paying their ink, their paper, their time.
But we still make like a legal map, like legal size map for a customer.
No.
Don't we? We don't make, like if you went in to ask.
14 by
just 11, yeah, just a standard they print off on their printer.
On our regular printer, we make them down in the mapping department, and we just give them to people.
Yeah, that's what I assumed.
Taking the money.
Correct. Just as a service.
The big map machine, we got rid of it. It was not as cost effective. Yeah. People aren't asking for them anymore. If they truly need one, they can go through IT.
What about those the books? Do we still do those?
Yeah,
years ago.
But you guys can still make those big plat books.
IT makes them for us and brings them up.
But aren't those like a hardbound?
they're
spiral.
They're
or what
spine.
Okay.
They're spine, but it's not a hardback.
Okay.
And those are
plastic cover.
Yeah, plastic cover. $35 per.
Per book.
Per book.
And how many books does it take to do the whole county? I forget.
They only have one book.
Was it just one? I was thinking it was like four or five different ones. Maybe you open the page up and it takes four or five pages to make that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the IT department calculates the cost of labor, paper, and everything down there, and they tell us
what's going
to
take to do it. Clear as mud?
Okay.
Did we accomplish anything?
I thought so.
Is everybody here clearer about it?
Our Michael office, I mean, we're all new, quite frankly. I mean, Rhonda's not, but my personal property people, a lot of my real estate people are new. We don't have formal training in your BSR stuff, so I didn't even know about it. You know, and so I'm trying to comply.
We actually had the program in your office at one time that you could just fill it out and shoot it right over to our office.
Mm-hmm.
But the former two assessors back said he didn't want it. So yeah, we had it developed where the big offices could do it on their computers, and then it was submitted to us. You know, we cut down on our work, and if they've already done the entry, and we just have to follow through with it.
IT still does.
Yeah. What I got from it is that you're talking about your employees and being new, not understanding. As long as they've got a customer and they can wait on them there as they call in or they come to the office and they can wait on them, give them the information out of the computer, they just take care of them. And unless they're wanting research of several items or something, then they can go to the clerk's office, fill out a PSR, so you know exactly what they want, and then the county clerk might have to ask how long you think this will take of your office, but that would be the only, and there are probably many days that you'd never, I know it could go weeks before I'd never need a PSR filled out. because if you can serve them